This second week of March will be an active one across the Northeast, with a little spring tease coming up during the day tomorrow, but that will be followed by a significant winter storm Wednesday into Thursday, and Thursday looks to be a very cold day across the region with a gusty north wind that will make it feel quite a bit cooler. For now, though, things are pretty quiet across the area. We've had a good deal of clouds around through this afternoon, though there are some glimpses of sunshine trying to break through. Just like last night, we'll see another disturbance come in from the northwest tonight, and that will likely trigger a period of light snow or snow showers, primarily across the north country, where a light accumulation is possible. Elsewhere, there might be a passing snow shower or flurry, with overnight lows mainly in the 20s and low 30s. Tomorrow will be a quiet day and a little bit of a warmer day across the area. As temperatures come up into the 40s in many spots, we might even rise into the 50s in areas south of the capital region. So that's your little spring tease tomorrow. That will be followed by a wintry day Wednesday as a major storm will move closer to the region. It's all being driven by a storm that will move out of the Tennessee Valley on Wednesday morning, approaching the northeast, and at the same time, cold high pressure will be building across central Canada, and that cold air will feed into the storm system. As a result, we'll have a wintry mix develop on Wednesday, probably Wednesday morning. It'll be a mixture of snow, sleet, freezing rain, and rain. It looks like the mix line will set up somewhere near the I-90 corridor, with snow across the north country, a mix in the middle, and a cold rain to the south. By Wednesday night, as the storm deepens to our southeast, the cold air will wrap in behind the storm, transitioning any mixed precipitation over to a period of snow Wednesday night into Thursday morning. At this point, a winter storm watch is in effect for most of the region. The only exception is in our southern areas, where there is no watch at this point. Again, Thursday is going to be a very cold day with highs only in the teens and 20s. It will turn less cold by Friday. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Mostly cloudy with a period of light snow or snow showers tonight, low 25 to 30. Tomorrow, partly sunny and breezy, high 36 to 42. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Mostly cloudy tonight with a chance of a few snow showers, low 26 to 32. Tomorrow, partly sunny and breezy, high 38 to 44. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Partly to mostly cloudy tonight, low 30 to 35. Tomorrow, partly sunny and breezy, high 48 to 56. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Mostly cloudy with the chance of a snow shower tonight, low 26 to 32. Tomorrow, partly sunny and breezy, high 40 to 46. Region-wide on Wednesday, cloudy with a wintry mix of snow, sleet, freezing rain, and rain developing, high in the 20s and 30s. On Thursday, mostly cloudy with snow tapering off, windy and very cold, with highs in the teens and 20s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.